Now joined by the head coach of the Mercer Cardinals and Jeff Wyatt. An up and down week for Mercer, certainly. They had a tough loss at Winston, who rallied for a 38-34 victory on Tuesday. But the three teams we talked about at the top of the conference, Winston, North Harrison, Mercer, credit to the Cardinals. They came back strong after that loss to Winston. They beat North Harrison pretty soundly on Friday night. 60-35, Mercer hosting the HDC Conference Tournament, and the Cardinals there in action tonight against Tri-County. 7:45 tip time for that one. That is a pool play game. How are you doing today, Coach Wyatt?
I'm doing good.
For three quarters, you guys did what you needed to do in a low-scoring game to put yourself into position to win against Winston. Then everything went south for you.
Yeah, it did. You know, I think that our boys kind of let the pressure get to them, and we kind of come out in the start of the fourth and made some turnovers that we don't normally make. And you know, they hit a couple of shots. I think the Youthy kid hit a couple of threes there. And kind of the crowd got really into it. And I felt like our kids just panicked. And once that started, it didn't matter what we did. It just kind of kept getting worse. But for three quarters, you know, I thought we did play very well. You know, we thought we kind of had the game in hand. And you got to give Winston credit. I mean, they did what they had to win the ball game, and our kids didn't. So, you know, that's something that hopefully we learned from. And I did think we bounced back pretty well on Friday night.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because you know that could be the sort of loss against Winston that kind of carries over to your next game. And it didn't. It you know, as far as scoring, you scored the ball better against North Harrison. You kept their really good offense in check.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that North Harrison probably played the best game that they have, you know, this year. They played us close. I know they played Princeton close, so I know they're definitely capable. And we was able to jump out on them early. You know, they had a couple of key kids getting foul trouble early in the game, which made a big impact on their offense and, you know, some different things that way. But, you know, I was very happy the way that we started off and kind of got out on the lead and was able to sustain it throughout the game.
Any coach you'll talk to, I know you're on this list, Coach, say, you know, we don't want to lose and we don't like losing. Sometimes after the fact, a loss can be so disappointing. It can be exactly the sort of thing that kind of, you know, sends things in the good direction going toward postseason. You know, with it now being 6 days after that Winston loss, do you get that feeling that that loss was so disappointing that it really has focused you guys in a good direction?
I think it was a wake-up call for us. You know, some of our kids, we have a tendency, you know, you're dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. You know, they have a different mindset than what, you know, adults would have. And, you know, I think at some point in time, some kids start to think that they're maybe a little bit better than what they are. They don't have to work as hard as what they do to, you know, to get the things that we want. And it was just a good wake-up call for us. You know, our kids were definitely upset, you know, to have the game in control like that. But it was a very good wake-up call for us, and I think it probably happened at the right time of the year. You know, this week, you know, if things work right, and we got to beat Tri-County for a third time, and we got to beat North Harrison for a third time. But if we do that, we'll get another shot at Winston. So that's kind of what our kids are looking for.
Well, and you know, certainly Mercer's the two, and Winston is the one this week. So that is within the realm of possibility. But both teams have work to do to get there. Between Winston and North Harrison, Coach, did you like what you saw from the boys at practice on Wednesday and Thursday? Did they show some pretty good bounce back emotionally from that tough loss?
We did. We watched a lot of film on Wednesday, some different things like that. You know, the boys kind of had a little team meeting amongst themselves, and then I met with them and just did some talking. You know, I just told them, I was like, you know, you lost a ball game. You know, it's not the end of the world. You know, we're still going to wake up tomorrow and everything like that. So we kind of tried to just kind of break the mood, break the monotony. It seems like that works for these kids. You know, I told them I could have went in and yelled and screamed at them and told them everything they did wrong, but I felt like they already knew that, so there was no use me harping on it. And we just moved on with business, and that seemed to fit their personalities pretty well. I mean, we just kind of put it in the past. I told them, you know, have a short memory, but don't forget. So just things like that. You know, you always remember that loss was there and how bad it hurt, but you got to move on and you got to take care of business. And we was able to do that.
Yeah, there's three conference games next week that we'll save for next week's interview. But with the HDC Conference Tournament this week, Coach, you mentioned already that you're going to see Tri-County for a third time. You're going to see North Harrison for a third time. I know any coach that's going to concern a coach, and I know you've handled Tri-County pretty handily the first two times, but the more that somebody sees somebody else, they're going to get more comfortable seeing that somebody else too.
That's true. I mean, and Tri-County has played some very good basketball this year also. So, you know, that's always in the back of your mind. You know, you've seen them twice, and they did a few things differently from the first time that we played them, the second time we played them, and so I'm sure they're going to have some changes again this time. So, you know, it's things that we're going to have to adapt to. You know, their defense really impresses me. I think they get out and play very good defense. They just struggle scoring the ball at times. So, and I have seen games where they've been able to score the ball. So if that happens, you know, that's when that panic sets in. And, you know, and hopefully our kids learned from the last time that, you know, we just have to deal with it if that happens. So, you know, I think we're at the point where we can handle those situations, and, you know, hopefully we go out and we execute very well and we take care of business tonight.
Yeah, and Tri-County's a team, too, that if you look at them from pre-Christmas to after Christmas, you know, it hasn't shown against Mercer yet, but Mercer, fine ball team, but Tri-County is better here over the last 6-7 weeks. There's no question about that. When you played North Harrison on Friday, Coach, and kind of looking at this matchup coming up on Thursday as well, was there one guy for North Harrison that kind of caught your attention as their scorer, or did you kind of play him straight up as a team that could hurt you with any of five on the floor?
No, we play him straight up. I mean, they've got too many kids that can score the ball. The Briggs kid shoots it very well. The Will Height kid shoots it, and he will penetrate also. They got the Coke kid and the Emmy kid inside, you know, and then they got some kids that come off the bench and can shoot it also. So we don't focus on one kid. You know, we got to know where kids are and where they like to get the ball. That's some things we try to take away. But you got to play them pretty well straight up. They're a very well-balanced team. And, you know, and when they get to rolling, I mean, they're definitely a handful. So, you know, our goal was to get out on them early, and I thought we did that. You know, kind of puts the pressure back on them, and we'll see what happens on Thursday night.
Is the district seating meeting later this week, Coach? Is that another thing on the docket?
I believe it's Friday morning is when it is.
And that district, too, because we know Princeton's in there, and they're state-ranked, and your team has been state-ranked and a very fine team this year, and there's a lot more than just Mercer and Princeton in this district. That's going to be a very deep and tough district to deal with here in 2 weeks.
It is. I was actually talking with the boys before we played North Harrison, and during that conversation, and we brought up, you know, with the district seeds and all that, the importance of that week playing Winston and North Harrison and then going into the conference tournament. And at that point in time, before we beat North Harrison, I told them, you know, if I had to seed us, I'd seed us fifth. And, you know, they were kind of shocked at that, you know, but, I mean, we'd split with Princeton. We had not played Pattonsburg. North Harrison beat Pattonsburg. Pattonsburg had beat Winston. So, I mean, you got five teams in there that I think it's kind of a coin flip. You know, so it's going to be a very deep and a very rugged district tournament this year. And, you know, hopefully somebody's going to be playing well, and it's going to take a team playing well to win those two or three games that you're going to see in district play. So it's definitely going to be a fun week.
Yeah, that's an eye-opener for the boys, and you start naming the teams that I know that are teams that are well above 500 and can play, your team in Princeton and Winston and in Pattonsburg. As far as I know, the quarterfinals of that thing, they're going to be played at Eagleville, but the semifinals and finals are going to be down here at the Ketchum Center. Is that the plan?
I think that is the plan so far, and the last I heard, that depends on the schedule with the Ketchum Center. So,
gotcha.
You know, that's just all kind of up in the air right now, but I think that is what the plan is.
Well, and if I have my dates correct on that, I think the NCMC basketball teams, they're probably in Jeff City that weekend, so that may work out for high school, but we'll save that for a couple of weeks down the road. Coach, best luck tonight against Tri-County. We'll look forward to catching up with you again next Monday.
All right, thank you.